Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of News You Can Use, and happy, happy Father's Day. It's so great to have you all along, and I searched and searched, but didn't have to search far or long, to invite my favorite father to be on the broadcast with me today, and that is none other than meteorologist Matt Scott from Fox 61 in the morning. Matt, you know what? I've always said this. You are the best father that I know.
You are. You're going to make me cry, and that's the God's honest truth. I'm sitting here going, no, you are very sweet, and you have always been. I don't mean to turn this back to you, but you have always been a supporter of me, and I've loved you for 20 years because of that. Am I the best father? Absolutely not. And every day there's a moment where I look up and go, okay, muff that one. Don't quite say muffed, but you know it's. But you know, when you are a parent, it is a job, as you know. There is never an off switch. There is never a time card where you get to clock out.
No.
You know, I've always said, you know, the day could be hellish, nerve-wracking, stressful, unending. You go to bed, and what's the prize? You get to do it again tomorrow.
Well, you know, and it might just be that it all looks good on Facebook. But Matt, you know, I mean, like you said, you and I go way back. I know the details and the circumstances, which we aren't going to get into. But for our listeners' information, you have been a single father since your children were how old?
My daughter was 5. My son was 3. It was 2012.
And so 12, at the same time, 12 years. 12 years. And at the same time, you're in this crazy world that we call broadcasting. Hmm. So, you know, I've just seen, and I can't imagine, you know, I know that you've got family, you've got a mother that flies in and out and has helped you out over the years, which is tremendous, but here you are now, all these years later, and it's been a journey, right?
It's been a ride. It's been a ride that I've been very reflective lately. I have a daughter who's going to be starting her final year of high school. We are looking at colleges. Mm. I still remember the little girl who bounced off the school bus in kindergarten and just jumped into my arms.
Aww.
And boy, I mean, again, I'm going to start getting a little misty here. it's been a ride. I don't know how I got here, but.
One day at a time.
We got here. That's
right.
Yeah,
you get there, and I just don't think you just power through it, right? There's all these challenges. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was a single mother for many years as well, and in the broadcasting world. Mm-hmm. And it is. You just kind of figure it out. And I think your kids kind of figure it out, too. But I don't think they always realize, and especially on this Father's Day, you know, what a father means to children, what a father means in your life is just so critical and so important. But your daughter just, you know, I see her, she's so talented. I mean, both your kids, the experiences that you provide for them, the life that you provide for them, you know, it's just, it hasn't been easy, but you kind of, you're doing it.
Well, you know, this is not a life that I asked for. Mm-hmm. I mean, I of course I wanted to be a father, and thank God that happened on our terms. We, my ex-wife and I, we had children when we wanted to. There was no surprises. There were no whoopsies. This was part of our plan. What was not part of our plan was doing this alone. And parenting is, as you know, and as your viewers, your listeners know, excuse me, I'm still in TV mode. it's a two-person operation.
Yeah.
And We don't have that. Mm-hmm. I have said to my kids, not in anger or frustration, but I've said, you know, it's not fair to you. You deserve to have two parents, and you don't. And that's not fair to you, but we have to make this work. And we do. And when you said about the experiences, I just want to add on. When my life changed and I ended up, you know, with my kids for solo parenthood, I was worried that we were not going to have the things that other kids had. And so I went beyond my capacities and my credit cards to make sure that they just had a regular life. Mm-hmm. I didn't want superior. I didn't want special. I wanted them to have everything that every other kid has. And I think that's important because that's hard to do.
It is hard to do. And there's all the peer pressure and, you know, this is the latest and the greatest and why can't I have that? And yeah, it kind of eases their transition through the years, but right. It's tough on you.
But even, you know, the material stuff is easy. Mm-hmm. But even the parental love and the parental guidance, you try to be there every step of the way. You try to show the kids, especially, that they've got somebody on their side. And I think that's where a lot of kids, you know, unfortunately, you know, given the world that we're in, there's a lot of kids out there looking for a parent that is there, that is on their side, that is supportive. Mm-hmm. I promised my kids, I promised everyone around me, I was not going to leave their side. And so you're there for you try to be there for as many ball games as you can. You try to be there for every conversation that they're having, that, you know, you try to be there for every math problem that they're not understanding. You can't do it all, but at least the fact that you know, and that's been my MO to say, okay, be there.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked for
the
most
part. So how many nannies did you go through? I mean, it seemed like, you know, because I'm on social media looking for a nanny this week, that week, nanny here, nanny there. I mean, you just had to put out the APB for help at some points, right?
I have said for years, nannies are great. They have a shelf life. And when they go, they go. And that's it. So, yeah. I went through it. A few of them were really good and hung out for a long time. And one, the last few years, I've loved. My kids, thankfully, they're self-sustaining now.
Right.
But I used to have a nanny. She was with us for a number of years. She was good. Reliable, which is the key. When I moved to mornings 7 years ago, let's see, do the quick math on the air. Kids were 9 and 7. Now, clearly, at 9 and 7, they were not able to take care of themselves. So I literally had a nanny come in at 3 a.m. in the morning to sleep on my couch for 3 hours to wake up the kids to get them ready for school and get them on the bus. So I was paying a young lady, and this is what you have to do, fine, to sleep in my house.
I can't believe somebody actually signed up for that gig. Right? I mean, 3:30 in the morning, well, maybe they went to the... She probably just went to the bar and then just came there.
Right,
afterwards.
Yeah. You know, God bless her. Stephanie, if you're listening, you saved our bacon many, many times. After COVID, I was one of the first people to be brought back into the station. And at that time, the kids were, it was 4 years ago, so 13 and 11. Maybe 14 and 12. And I said, you got to do it on your own now. Mm. I used to wake up and get myself to the bus when I was 10.
Yeah.
I said, you've got to do it. I said, I don't care. I don't care if you're naked. I don't care if you're hungry. You best be on that bus. And I would FaceTime them every morning. I still do. And just to make sure that they're alive and kicking and up. And only once did my daughter call in a frantic mode, Brendan's not getting on the bus. Okay, put him on. And there I am on FaceTime with him. And I said, Brendan, get on the bus. He goes, I'm not going. And at that point, he's called my bluff. I live on the shoreline. I'm 40 miles away in Hartford. What am I going to do at that point?
You can't drive that far and kick his ass in.
Oh, man. So I said, okay, fine. It was still in virtual learning mode. I said, fine, do that. Of course he didn't. But but it was like, he called my bluff. Mm-hmm. Thank God it was just once.
Once.
You know, I never had a truant child. I never had one to skip in school or going, hey, wait a second. Dad's not here. Nobody's watching. Let's get away with murder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so thankfully that I was able to dodge that.
Well, and I also think that you've really instilled in your kids a sense of responsibility, right? I mean, I remember too, but it was a different world back then too. When I was young, I had three younger siblings. I was left at home with them all the time at a very young age, mm-hmm. you know, but that you could do that. You know, these days, like I said, things are a little bit differently. You know, it's hard work. We've talked a lot about that. It's been a challenge. It's always challenging. The challenges aren't over yet, no matter how old your kids get. But, you know, what have been some of the bright spots? What, especially here on Father's Day, what does Father's Day like truly mean to you?
That's a great question. I have said that the best thing about parenthood is you get to see the world through your children's eyes. You know, you and I, we've been to a number of concerts, for example. Well, when you take your daughter to her first concert, you know, 7-8 years ago, and it was Springsteen, you get to see how she reacts. My son is a big car enthusiast. And so last year I took a bucket list trip with them that I'd been saving up every point, every mile for 20 years, I kid you not, to take them to Italy and France. And that was a proud moment that we pulled it off. It wasn't easy, but I had a couple of surprises. And one of them was I got my son in Modena, Italy on a test track to be in a Ferrari for about 5 minutes, going about 140 miles an hour.
Oh, man.
Okay? You know, when you see the look on his face, when he's jazzed and you're looking through the world through those eyes, it's money in the bank.
It's all worth it.
Right. Absolutely. Those are the, you know, I don't want to say those are the material things, but you know, it's just, it's hard, Ann.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be a parent. You want to be responsible. You want to be, I don't want to say strict, but you want to be firm in how you parent and teach them the rules, teach them, give them a moral compass to lead them right from wrong, good from evil, good from bad. And you can only hope that that's seeping into their heads. In terms of the good moments, I think when I do see that, when I do see that they have made the right decision, when I do see that they are helping and not harming, that's a win for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. Mm-hmm. I really do.
And, you know, it's great that you acknowledge that, because sometimes it can be such a blur. You're just going through the motions, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't even stop and smell the roses, mm-hmm. or stop and appreciate the beautiful garden that you mm-hmm. have in your yard.
Mm-hmm.
You love that kind of stuff. And you've really instilled in them, too. You know, it's your son's love of cars. It's your daughter's love of music.
Mm-hmm.
What a talented musician and pianist she is.
Thank you.
Unbelievable.
She's available for gigs. She plays some restaurants and bars on the shoreline.
How does she do when she does those?
She's great.
No, I know she does great, but does she make some good money?
Sometimes
good scratch,
better than what I make.
Really?
So she'll be floored. This was holiday time, so mm-hmm. I think, and I'm glad to hear people were a little more giving at that point. But she was at a restaurant. She was at the Guilford Mooring, the great place down right on the water. And she plays 80s music. I don't know how she learned, how she developed a fondness for 70s and 80s music. The girl at 17 knows the entire Meatloaf catalog.
I
ask anybody else in high school, who's Meatloaf? And they ain't gonna know.
He's dead.
Right. Meatloaf? Dinner? No. Okay. But so she's got a tip jar. She's got a sign, and part of the proceeds will donate to charity.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was counting the money after the gig. Somebody dropped in a $100 bill.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
And she was floored. And I looked at her, I said, that's the influence that you have on other people. And the fact that you're paying it forward with just, you know, with some to help out, I hope you're understanding that. And that was a good moment. You know, did she get it? God, I hope so.
Yeah. No, that's absolutely fantastic.
100 clams for playing some music. I don't get $100 for a good 4K.
No, you just get criticized when you get it wrong, right?
Nice job. You didn't screw that one up.
I was a fat weather girl in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Yeah, I was. And, you know, when you got it right, you were great. When you got it wrong, you know, that's all people talked about. Or when you got it right, you didn't hear anything. That was the thing.
That's right.
Then nobody says a word. But the minute you get it wrong, and I didn't even know what I was doing because I was not a meteorologist. So if you're tuning in, we're just speaking with my good friend Matt Scott on this Father's Day. And I hope that everyone is having a wonderful Father's Day. But it's also a day that can be very difficult. You know, not everybody has a father in their life. And you know, mine's passed. Mine was a interesting relationship anyway. But it still can be a sad time for people, too. Is your dad still alive?
Well, funny you should say interesting for the way you described your relationship. I've also had a very distant relationship with my father. Don't really talk to him, haven't spoke to him in many, many, many years. I did see him about a year ago, and, you know, because I'm obviously still part of the family, and it just I don't know what I was looking for, but it was just more
Isn't
the same.
Isn't it something? You know, so it's not all perfect, folks, you know? I mean, we can sit here and say everything's great and everybody's great and it's, you know, but it's complicated sometimes.
Yeah.
Relationships are complicated.
And I hope that, you know, and I'm not proud of this. Let me make this clear. Mm-hmm. I'm not happy at the way that things ended up with my father for psychological reasons. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of good, but in any case, you clearly don't want to pass that on to your children, number one. But number two, you talk about having a father figure in your life. I'm very lucky. I did have a few people that I refer to as my rabbis.
There you go.
And I'm going to tell you one name because you're going to recognize it in a second. Actually, one of them passed away in the last couple of years. Both of them are in their 70s. But they have both given me exactly the push, the support, not financially, mm-hmm. Just kind of emotionally. And they've been really good people. One of them is a longtime past game show host, because that's my other love. Somebody that I became friends with, who mentored me, and then we just became really close friends. The other one is Jeff Fox.
Wow.
And, you know, he does not get that credit enough. Hmm. And people have known him on TV here. He was on since the mid-80s.
Yeah, on WTNH.
Yeah, he was on back in the Action News mm-hmm. days. And he was on till, oh gosh, when did he leave? I want to say like he left when I left. He left shortly after because they were draining all the people that were making some money. New owners came in and just sliced them all when the contracts were up. So I want to say that was 2011. And then he went over to Fox for a couple of years. And then recently he went back to 8. He was doing it remotely from his home in L.A. People don't give him enough credit.
Good guy. Really, you know, good guy. How's he doing his health-wise?
He's healthy. You know, he's had some setbacks, but we all do. But he is, and he's still doing the weather. He does it remotely out of his garage mm-hmm. for a number of stations in Nebraska. He's done it for others filling in. You know, he was always...
You say in his garage, but it's better than most television studio setups.
Absolutely. I've seen it.
It's incredible.
Look at the world that we were in, especially during COVID.
Yep.
You know, I was broadcasting from my backyard off an iPhone, and you could not tell the difference.
No.
That's technology today. He does it with a few more bells and whistles, but that's his love. It's a love of electronics. It's a love of the weather. It's a love of broadcasting. It's all rolled into one. But he And I'm not going to say he was a good father. I don't know his relationship with Steffi, his mm-hmm. daughter. But I will tell you, when in terms of father figures, he was very good to me. Is very good to me.
Good.
And I'm delighted. I always lovingly call him one of my rabbis.
You know, because I think for a lot of people, the father is the confidant. You know, the father is, you know, someone you can go to for good advice. But not every father plays that role. Mm-hmm. Not every father can do that. Let's talk a little bit about that before we have to go, though, mm-hmm. too, because that's your other love. You talked about game shows. Yeah. I got to tell you a quick game show story. So
please.
You know how, and you've been involved in these stage shows. So my mom and I don't remember where we were. Oh, we were in Florida, and they had one of the stage shows, Price is Right.
Which I used to work for.
Okay, right.
I was the announcer for
Right,
year,
right. Yeah. So I had this great idea, because I knew we weren't going to get picked for some reason. We tried. We looked cute and all this stuff. So I went down to the end of the aisle before the show started, and I had my mother run down the aisle, like shaking her hands, like, oh my God.
Practicing.
And people were clapping and everything. So on social media, it looked like she was a contestant on The Price is Right.
Come on down.
I love game shows too. Why didn't you stick with that?
Oh, because there's no 401k. I mean, they're all temperamental. I mean, I have a number of friends who live in LA that are part of the world, and I have a friend of mine just flew to LA. Excuse me, he's in LA. Flew to Vegas because they're shooting a show that Shaquille O'Neal is hosting.
Oh, I heard about it.
ABC.
Yeah.
And what will happen is they will do a season's worth of shows.
Yeah.
In a few days.
Oh wow!
Oh,
I didn't realize that.
Oh, they bang them out fast, and so that way these people can go. What happens is nobody is hired full time for these gigs. It's like, okay, let's move on to the next one. So why didn't I do it? I always, growing up, I wanted to be a game show host. They were my idols. Bob Barker, Alex Trebek,
Pat Sajak who just left.
Yeah. And you know, by the way, Sajak was a former weatherman.
Yes, right.
Yeah, true story. I'll try to be quick because this has nothing to do with fatherhood.
Who cares?
Okay.
How much can we talk about that anyway?
Yeah,
right?
Well, yeah, sure. Growing up, I wanted to be a game show host, and I loved game show game shows, and I loved the news, and I loved the weather. So I watched the weatherman every night on the 6 o'clock broadcast. Now, back in the day, I'm going back to when TV was in black and white. what was on TV every morning? Game shows. There were a number of them.
Mm-hmm.
Game shows in the morning. Soap operas in the afternoon, yep. Merv Griffin at 4 o'clock. That was pretty much the deal. So there were a number of shows. Well, these shows, and what I know about the history of game shows, which is more than the average bear, these game shows were designed specifically for housewives. Housewives that were staying at home and getting whatever they needed to get done with the kids, with the food, whatever,
yep.
The chores. Which is why, think about it, Price is Right used to give away, it's a washer and dryer,
yes.
You know, and it's like, who the hell wants that? Well, at the time, that was a great price.
Oh, right? Yeah.
It's a new kitchen. Like, really? Okay. But so growing up, and I was a teenager in the 80s, and I graduated in 1990, and I was, you know, ready, you know, kind of thinking, okay, well, what happened in the 80s? Women went to work.
To work, yeah.
And it started to shift.
Mm-hmm.
And by the 90s, obviously, we're in a much better world where men and women are absolutely in the job place, I want to say, equal. I know there's other issues. We don't have 9 hours to talk about that, right? But because women left the housewife world and went into the workplace, there was no need for the game shows.
Mm.
They canceled them all. And that's how we ended up with 30 shows that all looked like Jerry Springer, Geraldo Rivera. Think about all the really tabloid ones.
Yeah.
That was the 90s. That was what you saw on TV. There were no game shows. So I always say the reason I'm not a game show host is because women went to work.
It's your fault.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, women.
Thanks, gender. No. But to your point, I got to be the announcer for The Price is Right on the road for a number of years. That was a dream come true.
Yeah.
I did Let's Make a Deal. That was even better because
that is so stupid now.
Right. Well, it's always been silly.
Oh, but I know, but now they just have a couple people. Do they give them those costumes or do they provide the costumes?
I think they're making some. I don't know.
Hey,
but I used to run around when we did it at Foxwoods for a number of weeks.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the best part because I was the guy running around that audience going, I'll give you $50 for an egg. You know, I'll give you, if you have a hard-boiled egg, if it, you know, if you have a dozen, I'll give you 100. You know, that, you know, the improv of that was great. That was fun.
Because that's it. You know, you can't improv much when you're doing the weather. But I got to tell you, you do in the morning. You know, you add a sense of humor to it. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys, are, you, what a great team you guys have over at Fox in the morning.
Thank you.
I just love the banter back and forth. I love the humor. I love, you know, the stupid things that you talk about. And I'm a big fan of that. You know, I was a little surprised that it wasn't more of a big farewell hurrah when Pat Sajak left. I mean, I have tried for 15 years to get on Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
I've done demo tapes.
And a gazillion
I
other
have
people.
Sat in front of Wheel of Fortune machines at the casinos and done. Nope, I can't get picked.
Yeah, what, but, let's see. They do 200 episodes a year, three contestants. This is 600 people.
That's it
for 1 year's worth of shows.
Yeah, but then I look at some of these people. I go, why won't they pick me?
Oh,
but did you think it would be a bigger deal when he left than it was?
Knowing Pat, I've met him twice, and knowing the way he is, I know he wanted to be low key.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad they didn't give him the pomp and circumstance. Now I will say, Sony, who owns Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy, as you may or may not know, had a big issue when Alex Trebek passed away.
Yes.
They had nothing in place. You know, to
yeah, they used like guest hosts
for a long time there, and it was messy. They did not want to do that with Wheel, and so because Sajak is 75, 76, 77 years old, literally 48 hours after he announced his retirement, Ryan Seacrest was named as the host, and we're not screwing this up a second time. So
they had a plan,
right? And it's funny because I would have felt if all the shows that I knew a few people who worked on Wheel, so maybe I could get my tape in. Let's see what happens. And I'm a weatherman like Sajak was a former weatherman. Nope.
Well, you tried.
Yeah.
Well, you tried. Well, Matt Scott, thank you. Meteorologist Matt Scott, thank you. And my friend. And just the best father ever. Keep up the good work.
Thank
you. Know,
you.
Don't get discouraged. But I got to tell you, it doesn't get easier.
No, it doesn't.
My kids are 35 and 30. It doesn't get easier.
And I love you and thank you for your support because you have been there for me for just about all these steps in a way. And listen, I may be a single parent, but I need my village.
That's right.
And you are part of the village, so thank you.
Thank you. That means a lot. I'm always there for you, honey. Mm-hmm. All right. And thanks to you. And I hope that you enjoy your Father's Day. Make it a good one. Show your appreciation and your gratitude. And, of course, thank you for tuning into this edition of News You Can Use right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.